For the creek, the movie Up the Creek.
Up the Creek without the narration. Yeah,
for the purpose of critique review, educational purposes, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
We are back again. It's Magic Monkey Mania Summer Edition Podcast number 28.
Wow.
Now, what do you think of number 28 when it comes around?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I had an interesting story about a 29-year-old girl who they wouldn't let into a club because they said she was too old. So would they have let her in at 28 or 29? I mean, she knew the reason. She thought she didn't look good. She looked good, but she was getting older and not dressing flashy. So 28 brings that to my mind now.
Now, so Rhino Records released what they're calling the Summer of Love LP. They released it. It's got like 12 tracks on it. It's a lot of repeat tracks. There's a lot of still good solo stuff and other things under the radar that they haven't pulled out yet.
Why?
I don't know why.
I think Mabel could have something to do with it. Mabel has more influence than you realize.
She might be hoarding some of this stuff down in her doomsday vault.
Mabel, are you hoarding anything, Mabel? Seriously, do you have like hidden tapes and contracts that you absconded off and took off with, and that's why they're not releasing new stuff?
Well, but like through the 80s and the first part of the 90s, Rhino released what they called the Missing Links series. Missing Links Volume 1, 2, 3, and this was all stuff from the Monkey's Vault that they released, and there's enough. It's time for a Missing Links 4, or at least make your little Summer of Love LP. Criticize. Put it half, but then put the other half out with some tracks on it that we haven't had before. That's there.
Send it out, baby. Monkeys.
Because I got what I think is probably, it's got to be one of my top three Mickey Dolenz vocal songs. Here it is. The year is 2010. There's an album being put out called Hard and Heavier, 60s British Invasion Goes Metal. They had the likes of Dee Snider from Twisted Sister, AC/DC, Marilyn Manson, other hardcore rockers who got together and did their own spin on some 60s retro hits.
Nice. When you throw Marilyn Manson in there, it's a different flavor and look, but he's got a tremendous voice.
And when I read this, and then however Mickey Dolenz got into the mix, I have no freaking clue.
But we're going to hear it right now.
You're going to hear it, okay? So this is a song that was done in 2010. You can still purchase it as a single standalone on Amazon and iTunes. But other than that, you're not going to hear the whole version out there. You have to buy it to get it. So I have it, though, and we're going to share it here for critique, review, and education on our podcast.
Now we are ready for the purpose.
So it was a song that Bob Dylan wrote called Quinn the Eskimo. He'd never released it as a single, didn't have a hit with it. Someone else, another 60s band, I didn't look it up, but this is Mickey Dolenz' take on Quinn the Eskimo. Mighty Quinn the Eskimo.
Everybody's building ships and posts. Some are building monuments and others jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody gonna jump for joy. Come on out, come on in. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Just like the rest, like my sugar sweet. But jumping queues and making haste just ain't my cup of meat. Everybody beneath the trees of hidden regions on the limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, all the pigeons gonna run to him. Come on now, come on in. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on out, come on with him. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. mighty twin. Come on out, come on in. You'll not see nothing like the mighty twin. Let me do what I want to. Can't decide them all. Just tell me where to put them, and I'll tell you who to call. Nobody can get no sleep, cause someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a toast. Come on with him, come on with him. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on with him.
One of the best rocker songs that it's been. I mean, it was 7 years ago he did that. That's hard to believe. But as you were saying, it's vocals up
front.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, that's something refreshing. That's like going and getting when you're a kid, getting your soda,
yeah.
Coke, riding your bike, hot, getting your Coke, and you're like, cool off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that is. That was pure, just like a breath of fresh air you didn't expect to get.
I mean, I'd like to see him if you could make it rock like that live. Take out the Jimi Hendrix stuff that he's been doing in his live sets and do that song. That would be so... Oh, what a treat that would be to hear that live. But then for all I know, it's probably done live in the studio.
Who knows?
So anyway, you know
what? It's got to be done live in the studio.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Okay, so let's put together our own little summer of... our own collection of Monkees tunes. Because some of these things need
a home.
How
about this? How about Summer of Love Monkey Tunes?
Summer of Love Monkey Tunes. There we go.
Just something crazy but simple. We love the Monkees tunes. We want to play them.
There's a bunch of stuff out there that are they're scattered over 12 different albums, and we need to get them in one spot.
Yeah, we need to hear from people. Where can they reach us?
They can reach us at Shiny Squirrel Podcast. That's the Instagram. And also WCW_comedy. That's our Instagram accounts. We watch them. We post on there. That's the good stuff.